from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Connors on vacation, joining us right now from Masson, voice of the Orioles, and for years to come, he's Kevin Brown. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. First off, before we get going to big news, congratulations to you. That's got to make you feel pretty good that they want you around here for a little bit longer.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to have signed a 70-year extension. And, I look forward to working until I'm 104. That'd be the Guinness World Record for oldest announcer in history.
And before we get to the less important stuff, I noticed your area code. Where are you from, Long Island?
Yeah, I'm from Long Island.
Oh, I'm from
Baldwin, South Saranac County.
Oh, really? Oh, my. Damn. I was a young cop. My girlfriend's from Baldwin. I'm from Brooklyn. I didn't know. Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn. I didn't know you were from Long Island.
I didn't know you were from there either.
Yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah, 20 years NYPD. You know? I'm a New York native. Yep. Anyway,
you're from Brooklyn. Here we go with the accents now. This is so nauseating. He jumps into an accent when he's talking to a New Yorker.
Right.
He's with another New Yorker, Kevin. He breaks into the New York accent. I'm from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Hey, you. Kevin,
so much abuse here.
The phrase of the night last night from our manager to several players was clean game, which tells me that had to have been a phrase that was uttered before the games. It had to have been a focal point for this baseball team, and they've done it two nights in a row, played very clean games.
Yeah, we mentioned it right as the game ended, too. There just haven't been a lot of those of late. I mean, the Orioles, I think the month of July was probably the worst defensive month they've had in a couple of years. And then it just seemed like it was a stretch where when the team was pitching, they weren't hitting, and when they were hitting, they weren't pitching. But back-to-back nights, and the offense hasn't been overwhelming, but timely hits. What I loved yesterday was they finally put together good at-bats in the middle of the game. They're great at scoring early. They're great at scoring late. And Brandon Hyde has sort of bemoaned for a little while the inability to add on and the struggles second and third time through against a starter. Well, they scored in the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh innings. So they got to Pivetta in his last couple of innings. They got to the bullpen in their first two innings. And I just thought it was a game from the fourth inning on of really strong at-bats. Obviously, the home runs from Henderson and Mullins, but Towser had a couple of hits. McCann had a big single. Mountcastle had a big pinch hit single. Runner at third, one out, elevated the ball. A lot of balls in play. And then one walk, pitching-wise. One walk, and that was from Cino Perez. And then after that, he looked phenomenal. So good defense, too. I think the middle infield has been a lot better over the past few games, particularly. And look, this team did have some young team problems for a while. They obviously are pretty young at certain key positions. But I think Jackson Holliday's been more confident defensively of late. Gunnar obviously seems to have his mojo back after really just a month-long funk in the field that is not indicative to me of who he is as a player. And yeah, look, with all the pitching injuries, right, and we've talked about it a lot, but it is true. There have been an overwhelming amount of pitching injuries for this team. Without all those available pitchers, you're going to have to win games with your defense. And Zach Eflin has become more of a strikeout pitcher, but he is largely a pitch-to-contact, throw-strikes guy. You have to play good defense behind him. You can't rely on a pitching staff that's been stretched very thin becoming this huge strikeout machine. And so you have to play good defense, and that's what I think makes Brandon Knight as happy as anything these last couple of days.
You know, you mentioned Zach Eflin. I feel like people, you know, with this, everyone's Scooble, and then Crochet was in the mix. When they picked up Eflin, I was very happy. And I think you mentioned walks. 135 innings this season, he's walked 15 people. And that's, you know, that's incredible. And that's real, you know, that's something O's been struggling with. They've been giving up, you know, first batter walks, putting people on base for free. I mean, how big a pickup was this?
Yeah, I think he was the best pitcher moved at the deadline, considering his contract status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jack Flaherty is maybe having a better year. I don't know if the Orioles wanted to go down the Jack Flaherty route again, even though he's a much better pitcher than he was last year, just because of the struggles last season. But Jack Flaherty is a rental. And Zach Eflin is under contract for next year, and with the Bradish and Wells injuries, can't count on them in the rotation next year. Means is obviously a free agent. So getting Zach Eflin for an extra year control, I think, makes him the best starter moved at the deadline. And the Orioles got him a few days before the deadline, too. So it's a huge pickup. It's, you know, you hope it's durability. You never know. But he made 31 starts last year. He's made all 23 turns this year, or just about. And I love a guy that doesn't walk anybody.
Me too.
I mean, he told me a couple of days ago, Zach, that he does not sleep well after he walks somebody. I mean, he said he slept, he walked four in a game a few weeks ago, and he said, I didn't sleep at all that night.
That's
so
funny.
15 walks, as you said. I mean, 23 starts, 15 walks. That just doesn't happen.
No.
So I love watching him pitch. He's a joy to watch. He works with great pace, and he, you know, his bad starts, I think, are still going to be a pretty high floor. And so far, we haven't seen any bad starts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Kevin Brown joins us, voice of the Baltimore Orioles on Masson. Kevin, last night Ryan Mountcastle came off the bench for an RBI single. No big deal that Ryan Mountcastle delivers a clutch hit. However,
yeah,
the point is, this team has been very good in the pinch hitting role this year. If it's not Mountcastle, it's O'Hearn. You know, we've seen Urias get off the bench to deliver. This team has been very good. Brandon Hyde has had a lot of options coming off the bench.
Yeah, I think the roster has been constructed well. It's not overwhelmingly one-sided. Obviously, most days there are two switch hitters in there, and Rutschman and Santander there, and usually, if there's a lefty pitching, you have three lefties on the bench. Usually, if there's a righty pitching, you have three righties on the bench. So they have great options. I mean, the numbers are pretty staggering. Pinch hitting wise, this team is the best in baseball by far. They're hitting 364.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona's in 295, and the best on base percentage of any pinch hitting team, if their best slugging percentage of any pinch hitting team. It's pretty amazing. And they were, you know, last week in Toronto, there's a game that a couple of pinch hit decisions for Brandon Hyde in the eighth inning. He pinch hits Austin Slater for Jackson Holliday, walks in a run, and he pinch hits Kobe Mayo for Colton Cazares, strikes out. And there was a lot of conversation over that. What I said is, you know, people can criticize the moves if they want, and you can talk about the individual moves, that's fine. But you need to keep the context into perspective here. And the context is this team is hitting 364 with an over 900 OPS as a pinch hitting unit. I mean, look at the Yankees. The Yankees are hitting 128 pinch hitters, or 5 for 39. Right, good teams here. Cleveland, one of the best teams in baseball, 165 pinch hitters for Cleveland.
How many pitch hitters at best do the Yankees have?
185.
How many Yankees?
Yankees have 39.
How many do the Orioles have?
88. So I mean, yeah, that to me is the biggest difference between the teams.
Yeah, because the Yankees, you don't have a bench. Yeah.
Now they have Soto and Judge, so you don't need to.
Well, there's that.
But I think the Orioles have constructed the depth of the offense really well, and I just think, you know, this is the way it goes. If you're a manager, right? If you get a pinch hit decision wrong, then people say, "Well, you made the wrong call." But when Ryan Mountcastle comes off the bench, nobody says, "Well, great move by Brandon Hyde." I mean, it's just the way it goes. It's the price you pay as a manager, but. He has gotten it right more often than any other team has gotten it right off the bench.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, we saw Soto last night, right? How much faith, you know, that was, I think, you know, Hyde's face just kind of dried me. He shook his head. Going into the postseason, how do you feel about the bullpen as a whole?
I mean, they have to get more from Soto. I think there's no question. They've got to get more out of him. Look, people are frustrated. I get it. They're not going to designate him for assignment. They traded two young pitchers that they really like for him, and they have him under contract through next year. But I understand it is a hard deal when you have two relievers that are struggling and you feel like you have to pitch in low leverage spots with Soto and Kimbrel. Now, there are still 40 games left to get those guys right. And I did like on Wednesday night, the Cano Perez Dominguez combination really worked well at the end of the game. I thought yesterday CNL looked awesome again. I think Sir Anthony Dominguez has looked like a legitimate back end guy, pretty fearless of the big moment. And we saw that in the playoffs 2 years ago with the Phillies. And I do like what Cano's done of late. But you have to have, to me, another lefty. And Danny Coulomb hopefully will come back. We'll see if and when he returns. He seems to be on track, and we'll see if and, you know, when he returns how effective he is. But I just do think this team's going to need big outs from Gregory Soto. And I don't mind the spot. Yesterday, it's a three-run cushion against 6, 7, 8 in the lineup. He just didn't deliver. He hits a batter, and then he gives up a hit a couple of batters later. But
and he balked.
They believe in the arm. They're going to keep trying it. And, I don't think you can just pull the plug right now because of the construction of the bullpen and because of the stuff he has.
There he is, Kevin Brown. Kevin, thanks a lot, my man. We'll see you later.
Thank you, guys. See you at the park,
thanks,
Robin.
Man.
Ed, good to hear from a fellow New Yorker.
Yeah, always is.
We'll play native New Yorker next time you come on. Thanks a lot, my man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.